I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. Tremac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Jeremy and Joe.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone
yeah,
loves
everyone
it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Who said it?
He said it. He said it.
With Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Whose idea was this?
That was mine.
Not ours.
This is actually...
You went rogue?
Yeah, Joe caught me like listening to audio earlier, but with my headphones on. He's like, "What are you working on?" I was like, "An intro." And he's like, "Oh, okay." But it was this. I was making sure all my clips.
Wow,
ready.
He really threw a curveball at us.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
I know you're not.
Who said it is bad?
I didn't get a chance to study.
Oh, so how are you going to study by not listening to the shows like you usually do?
This one texture is going to be so happy.
There was more than one. It was like three, maybe.
First text we got. I thought everyone hated this segment.
Most people do.
It was 50-50, I think.
Okay. So what are the rules of this game?
It can be anybody here that's on the show, on the station regularly. So we'll qualify that as John, Lance, Dell, Sean, and Rich Eisen.
My good friend, Rich Eisen.
Your good friend, Rich Eisen.
You better get all the rich ones, right?
And there'll be five of them. And, you know, majority
five
wins.
Riches?
No.
Oh, five questions.
Yeah, five questions like normal, and majority wins.
Okay. I was done with this.
Now, you guys, usually you guys would work together. Now, you can decide if you want to.
No, we'll work together.
Okay.
Excuse you?
All right, fine, we'll work against each other.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say together.
All right, you ready for quote number one? I guess that should be a question for Joe. Jeremy's not ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Always ready.
If you happen to be abroad, and you want some fried chicken... And you see Texas chicken, just know that's just Church's chicken, which...
To be clear, we're talking about, like, overseas and not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not on, like, a woman.
He said it kind of funny.
Abroad?
You there was a slight hesitation between A and the B.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll start over.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did.
There was a little bit of hesitation between the A and the B.
Yes, I am talking about being overseas.
It's like, are we talking about overseas or, like, is someone weird?
Maybe the quote will clear that up. Right, but this, in this case, it is overseas. If you happen to be abroad and you want some fried chicken and you see Texas chicken, just know that's just Church's chicken, which for me would mean I'll find a different place. If I was an expat living in China and someone said, "Hey, what do you think about Church's or Texas chicken?" Like, well, I'll pass. Let me put you up on this.
It's got to be Lance, right?
Okay, so it's not Rich. Yeah, I think it's too obvious.
Lance went there.
And no, then... Lance went to Japan, not China.
We said abroad.
I know.
Yeah, but I said
says,
China later in the quote.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he pulled a Brian.
Fair.
Hashtag Colin.
It's obviously not Rich.
No, it's not Rich.
I don't think it's Mapes.
Oh, it can be Mapes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mapes is eligible.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't seem like a traveler.
Would Brian put Dell on a fried chicken? Who said it?
I don't know.
Would he do that?
Yeah.
I don't think he would.
No, he's probably too worried. He was offended by Sam.
Or he just, like, whiffed.
See, I think Lance is too obvious. I'm gonna go Granado.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, it's just the way he talks is Lance, though. Like, let me put you on it. Like, Granado's not going to say, "Let me put you on it." I think it's Lance. I think it's either Lance or Dell. And Brian, like, whiffed on the... catching that it wouldn't have sounded great.
I'll roll with you on this first one.
I think it's Lance.
All right, Lance.
If you happen to be...
Wow, Brian. Wow, Brian. He slipped.
No, that's just Church's chicken. Which,
wow, Brian.
I'll find a different place.
I wonder who's going to produce tomorrow's show.
Living in China, if someone's like, "Hey, what do you think about Church's or Texas chicken?" Like, well...
Man.
Let me put you up on this.
Ah, Brian. So risky.
Number one.
Cancel.
I mean, the game is who said it. Dell said it.
I was like, there's no way Brian would put Dell on that. That's why I went Lance.
There actually was some funny bits later where Dell talked about, like, for this chicken, I'll lean into the stereotype, but for this chicken, I won't. Like, he started talking about Bun B's chicken. It was a pretty funny segment.
Did he like it? Has he had it?
Yeah, he said their fried chicken at Bun B's was pretty good.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah.
I haven't had it yet. I haven't tried it.
I love fried chicken.
Apparently, it's hot chicken. He likes that a lot.
Hot chicken's good.
Not big on the hot chicken?
I mean, it's fine. It's not. I prefer the original, though.
Oh, see, I think I don't know what just happened to my voice.
I think you hit the microphone.
Joe just hit puberty.
I hit the mic and then, like, hiccuped at the same time. I'll go hot chicken over normal fried.
No, I would go normal fried. Yeah.
No,
I would go normal
way.
Fried.
Yeah.
I like both.
I like hot chicken.
I like Gus's.
I like Frenchie's.
Frenchie's is good. I have Frenchie's, like, 10 times a year, though.
So yeah, it's right next to that.
Well, they cater some
stuff. Oh, they cater?
Too. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Most games.
All right. Quote number two. For us, this is talking about Imai. For us, we can eat wherever. Like, do you think he would like it that I had a towel out eating in the car? You think Imai would like my moves? I've eaten in the car, no problem. While driving before, with my knee driving.
Jeremy.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would say.
Lance.
It's got to be Lance.
Lance.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
For us, we can eat wherever. Like, do you think he would like it that I've had a towel out eating in a car? Do you think Imai would like my move?
Who needs a towel?
Well, it's kind of
soft.
Car, no problem.
Kind of soft to eat.
About the same thing.
Before, yeah. With my knee driving.
Okay. I've eaten soup while driving.
Why the towel?
Chicken wings while driving.
In case you spill.
Yeah, he's probably... You know how In-N-Out will hand you the little napkin paper?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they call it. Are you eating in your truck today? Here's a little thing so you don't get your pants dirty, and you can't really fit them on both legs.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like
a business decision on which leg you want to cover.
Yeah.
It's not even cardboard. It's a piece of paper.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They hand you the food in the cardboard box.
I thought you were talking
about
that.
But they give you like a lap paper to cover your pants from getting dirty. The issue is it's like that big and it's not going to cover both legs.
And it'll just fall off.
So you have to like make either a decision on which leg you want to cover, or like you put it as like, you know, placemat over something more important.
I just risk it.
Yeah. I had an In-N-Out today.
I could tell from the cup.
Yeah, this is the medium of radio, though, Brian. Other people that are listening
well,
probably
people
cannot.
Listen on the YouTube channel. We have it on.
All right,
care.
So we got one.
Yeah, one.
One.
Let's
one,
go.
One.
All right, quote three. Tiger, everyone thought Tiger was going to blow by, and then he started getting his things on, and then that was it. Once he started hitting waitresses... Not hitting them like that. Once they started making a clap, he... What? What?
It's not Rich Eisen.
I also would have guessed Rich just because. It's Granato or Mapes?
It's got to be Granato. The what's at the end. What?
Yeah.
What? It's Granato.
Granato.
Tiger. Everyone thought Tiger
was...
Oh,
he tricked us.
And then he started getting...
I forgot that you could do both guys twice.
Once he started hitting waitresses, not hitting them like
having
that.
Having sex with them outside of his marriage.
Once they started making a clap, he...
Hey, hold on.
What?
Dell was like the I like golf. Like I like golf.
The what was in response to Dell? I feel like that was out of context.
Yeah. Well, I can't.
I forgot that I you could use you the same host twice.
Yeah.
I totally
forgot that.
It's
the Wild West, baby.
What's that?
It's the Wild West.
Yeah, I totally forgot that.
All right, so you guys down 1-2, quote number four. I see guys working. I see high schoolers and junior high kids working out of the gym with slides on and socks. And I'm just like, I wish something bad would happen to you. I just wish you guys would get a clue. You're out here in slides working out. I mean, just put some shoes on. What are we doing? Worst trend ever.
It's got to be either Mapes or Rich.
Yeah, I think it's only Mapes, because I think Mapes is the only one that goes to the gym.
Yeah, but would he talk that way?
The side,
I think Eisen goes to the gym. Keep up his girlish figure.
Just don't listen, so I have no idea.
Can you repeat it?
Sure. I see guys working. I see high schoolers and junior high kids working out at the gym with slides on and socks, and I'm just like, I wish something bad would happen to you. I just wish you guys would get a clue. You're out here in slides working out. I mean, just put some shoes on. What are we doing? Worst trend ever.
See, Rich is too PC to wish
bad things.
Bad things.
But I can hear the sigh with Rich.
I know, but he won't criticize anything, so I don't think it's him.
All right, I think you've convinced me.
All right, Mapes.
I see guys wear. Yeah, I see high school.
This is I cap. The gym I call cap.
On the socks. I'm just like,
it's called three Lances.
I call cap. Or something bad. Lance isn't going to the gym. That's a lie. PS Flag.
Are you saying it's AI that made that?
No, we're saying Lance is lying.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so.
It's not a shot at you. I'm saying
Lance has that take from seeing his kids wear it, but he decided to make it high schoolers he sees at the gym, so he's not calling out his kids.
Yeah.
That was my thought on it. Because I had to say, like, how often does Lance go to
the gym? I also don't think it's the worst thing to work out in slides.
Slides and socks?
I don't mind it.
Eh. I don't love it.
Like, it depends on what you're doing. Like, I have no issues. I've worked out in Crocs before.
I'm a dog.
What if you drop a weight?
I don't drop weights.
That was the manliest thing you've ever said.
Things happen.
What if you drop a weight? I don't have to worry about that.
What if someone else drops a weight on your foot?
I'm not within range.
Not that your shoe's like super protective, but like,
yeah, like,
I'm not within range.
Nike, Joe, that's not doing anything against the
Croc might
30
be
pound dumbbell.
The Croc might be better because its rubber resistance might bounce better. It's got more buoyancy.
Yes, buoyancy is very important athletic gear.
Totally not the right word, but you get my drift.
I got it. Buoyancy, bounce. I thought buoyancy
was more about floating.
Well, floating in water, but you can...
Buoyancy is like floating.
Yeah, it is. When I think of floating, I'm thinking like something bobbing in the water. That's why
I went with that word. Yeah, we're kind of on the same page here, actually.
All right, last quote.
It's kind of bush league you use Lance three times.
Yeah,
we haven't played Who Said It in 6-7 months.
Yeah. At least, yeah.
And he goes Lance three of the first four.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Shout out to a previous person who would hate that.
Shout out to the fish.
All right, last quote here. He's. This is talking about Anthony Edwards. He's better off as like the third face of the league. You know, like number three on the face of the league, where it's like he's kind of the anti-hero, or he's the guy who takes out the villain. I was going to say he's the Punisher, not Spider-Man. Yeah, I kind of just think he's Punisher. Two of my favorite people on Earth, John Bernthal and Anthony Edwards.
Stellar, Sean.
I think it's Sean. Sean kind of eases into a take.
Yeah. Sean, lock it in.
He's better off as, like, the third.
All right, we got two at least.
You know, like, number three on the Facebook League, where it's like he's kind of the anti-hero. Or he's like...
I think we would have won if I remembered the rule.
Yeah, I was going to say he's the Punisher, Frank Castle. Spider-Man.
You think we would have gotten Lance on that the third one?
No, I went Granato there.
Yeah, two of my favorite people.
So we got Lance.
I guess we wouldn't have won. No, because you're right. I was not going to be talked out of Granato there. You're right. You're right.
Which
we wouldn't have won.
Which one?
The third one.
Yeah. Oh, the third one.
He was talking about
Tiger Woods.
The what?
Yeah. I think it was maybe the second one.
I think it was the third one though.
No, you're right, because I hadn't used the Lance when I got to the second one.
But Joe's right, because I learned that you can use a Sky twice
after
that one. And we still got the 4 and 5 wrong. So, no, we were capped out at 2 anyways. Junkie says, love the segment. Glad it's back. Another Junkie, absolutely love this game, mostly because of Jeremy's disdain for it. That's messed up, man. It's messed up. That you get pleasure out of somebody else's disdain over you just having joy and happiness.
Some people just like to watch the world burn.
Some people like to slash somebody else's tires instead of to inflate their own. You, Junkie, are one of those people. Instead of pumping up your own tires, you want to deflate mine. Now, I'm not going to throw them out for that. The segment
felt
is like
ramping up.
Peter K said the segment's like babacoa, so overrated. Peter K can catch it, though.
I see
you,
dude.
You are that's a non-negotiable.
I'm not reading that segment. Ryan's going to get canceled. Gus's is top-notch fried chicken. I think Gus's is the best fried chicken in the city. And I've had most of the best fried chicken in the city.
What a brag.
It's a huge flex. I love fried chicken.
Have you ever had the fried chicken at, I know the name sounds like it's not a fried chicken place, but Barbecue Inn?
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's...
I thought it was pretty mid.
Well, I had it like 10 years ago. Maybe it dropped off, but when I had it, it was pretty good.
There's a wine place that is a good wine. Like Max's, is it called Max's Wine?
Yeah, Max's Wine Dive.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, theirs is pretty good. But nothing's better than Gus's. And Gus's, too, like they got the sides as well. Here's the one thing I will say about Gus's, is I went to the real deal, Memphis, where it got its start.
Way better.
I was going to Gus's before America knew what Gus's were.
Okay.
Because they didn't franchise yet. They were only like three different cities. And then they started franchising everywhere all of a sudden. The original Gus's, you walk in, it's like this hole in the wall. You can smell grease from like 40 years ago. It's so good. Yeah, the original's a little better.
As it should be.
A little better. But no, Gus, I love Gus's. All the sides are great at Gus's too. You get the Mac, you get the fried okra. Who doesn't like a fried okra?
It's pretty good.
Fried okra's good. They got some sweet tea.
How are their biscuits?
I don't think I've had their biscuits. I don't think they have biscuits.
I need a good biscuit.
I don't think they have biscuits because they give you just whatever your order is, they give you some white bread. They give you a slice of white bread.
That would knock it down a peg, but I'd still try it.
Which I'll make a little sandwich.
Make
a little sandwich. I'll tear apart that thigh and throw that thigh meat right into that white bread, and then I got myself a little sandwich.
That was quite a visual. As you acted it out.
Junkie says, best segment in radio history. You're lying. That's not the best segment in radio history. Slide your Crocs to the gym. I hope Lance's kid drop a dumbbell on your feet. There you go. Like, you're just lifting. You're not doing any cardio. That's not a big deal. Unless you wear steel toes, it doesn't matter what kind of shoes you wear if you drop a weight. Boom.
Yeah, I think it looks weird.
Definitely looks
weird. Joe, are you going to the gym to impress others? Or are you going to the gym to try to work on yourself?
On yourself.
Who says
I work out.
Who says the junkie? Love the segment, but I don't think y'all should have Rich in it, though. Don't worry, we didn't.
Yeah, that was more of a red herring.
My good friend Rich. Relish has Elite Fried Chicken. I've never had their fried chicken. Have y'all had their fried chicken?
Nope.
I hadn't heard of that place.
I don't know what that is.
I've never heard of it. It sounds like a vegetable. Glad my second favorite game show is back. Nothing will ever beat male golfer, female golfer, or food.
Nothing will ever beat
You're
it.
Right. That is 100%
It's the
true.
GOAT.
Ooh, this junkie just said Gus's is mid. If you're going to drop that accusation, you gotta drop some spots that you like. You can't just say like a place that's really good is mid and then not list other places. Because if that person's like, Gus's is mid, I like KFC and churches, okay, well, your opinion's invalid. You know what I mean?
Yes, 100%.
But if you drop like Gus's and then you have some elite fried chicken place, like, okay, I respect that a little bit.
It's a real take.
So like that text is only half written. It's only a half written text. I need Gus's is mid, .. ellipsis, as we've learned on the show. What do you know with Jeremy and Joe? Yeah, the more you know with Jeremy and Joe. Ellipsis, and then you hit us with the spots you like. You can't just drop a Gus's is mid and then nothing. That's a Bush League text.
So it was surprising us with this game.
What's that?
Bush League.
I don't mind that. I don't know if it was a Bush League. I kind of liked it, actually. I think
Which part was Bush League, Joe?
Here's my take.
Sound like someone else that used to sit there.
I don't like the game. I like that Brian surprised us with it. I like a good surprise, especially on radio.
I take back everything I said because I don't want to be comped to that. So now, I apologize.
Where I think we did see some Bush League Brian in his alter ego.
It's three Lances.
It's three Lances.
Yeah.
Yeah, three Lances. We haven't played the game in 7 months. You get five questions. He went three of the same dude.
Started out on the legendary difficulty.
He went three Lances back. And I even forgot. He didn't even remind us. Oh, by the way, guys, you can do the same guy twice. That was a little Bush League, too.
You're right. Didn't say the full rules.
It wasn't a refresher of the rules after we've been out of the game for 7 months.
Back in the day when we did it every week, I would remind you every week, and you still call me Bush League anyway. So I didn't figure it was going to matter.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I don't think I called you Bush League.
I think I started that.
Did I whine about this game? Did I whine about your game theory of the game? I whined about the game.
Not as much as the person who sat next to you, but you did.
I whined about playing the game because I don't like the game. But the game theory... I don't think I whine too much about it. Give me a bucket of KFC riding shotgun with me, and I'm all set. If you had to go fast food, fried chicken, traditional chicken, not like chicken strips, because that's different. You'd be a different answer. Where are you going?
I'm a Popeyes guy.
Yeah,
Popeyes.
Too. You go spicy or original?
Spicy.
Same.
Okay. I was going to think about you, but Jasper, who
Why?
Said it is?
Because I'm.
No, you. White... Okay. No, why? Bolillo's like
soft-ass Midwestern.
Too. No, Bolillo's like pico.
That's true.
They like a little pica.
What's the first word you said?
White bread.
Okay.
Bolillo's like a white bread. I think it's more of like a bakery.
And I'm Mexican. Okay.
I'm not sure if it's bakery or white bread. I just know because my Theo's white friend, they would call him Bolillo. His name was Jerry.
It's a very white bread name.
They call him Bolillo.
The name works with it.
And there's some bakeries called Bolillo, but I don't know if it means white bread or if it means like bakery. I'm not real sure about that. But it's also like a slang term to call a gringo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some Bolillos like pica.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I say Jasper said who said is my favorite segment?
Probably.
I like as much as... Oh, I'm not going to read the last part. Why it got to be white bread? Because they give you white bread. I'm just accurately describing what it was.
Yeah,
they don't
given.
Give you wheat bread.
Yeah.
What's the healthy bread? Like the...
Grain? Like the ones with all the grains?
There's like a certain brand that has like 43 calories
or whatever. Is it that Dave's Killer bread?
No, I don't remember.
If I went to a place for like fried chicken and they gave me bread and it wasn't white bread, I'd be very confused.
Yeah, can you imagine getting wheat bread at like a barbecue or fried chicken place? That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would suck.
Somebody said Harold's off of Washington has a really good fried chicken. I think I've had Harold's.
I still have to try it. They just opened Bojangles by me.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that...
Poor Joe.
Is that good?
About I've really never tried good it. Fried chicken places.
I don't know.
Bojangles.
The line's crazy.
Bojangles. Bojangles has decent like biscuit sandwiches. Okay. Chicken biscuit sandwiches.
Okay. I didn't even know what it was, really.
I picked up a 3-piece of Bojangles on my drive from Greenville, North Carolina to Durham, to Raleigh, Durham. I'll have to try Harold's. I haven't had Harold's, actually. Bring back male golfer, female golfer food. It's banned. Sorry.
Yeah.
La Lucha fried chicken. Okay. I'm going to have to write some of these down. I'm going to have to expand my game here a little bit. Try some new places. Gatlin's. I've had Gatlin's. Gatlin's is good. Saying Gus's admit is lame. Literally no one thinks that, just being contrary. I agree. Barbecue chicken is legit. Korean fried. It is solid. I think there's one called like Ponchon. Ponchon. There's a couple of spots. It's solid.
Haven't heard of it.
It's not my favorite. It's definitely a different genre, I think. I think it's a completely different genre, but it's pretty good. There's an element of like kind of sweetness to it, which is all right. Nothing wrong with working out slides and socks. That's right. Did y'all mention it's Fleet Week? We haven't, but tip our cap to that. I saw a lot of the servicemen at the Astros game yesterday. Jordan even gave him a little salute.
Yeah.
You see that? We didn't mention that, but happy to have them in town. Thank you all for your service if you're listening. B-Mac, why are you throwing shade? Good point, B-Mac. You shouldn't be throwing shade. The Pit Room has very underrated fried chicken. I haven't had the Pit Room fried chicken. I digressed on Jeremy's disdain. Gus's is mid? Go pound sand, Texter. Love you, Jeremy. I love you, too. Hearts is if you're a real one. Get out of here. KFC's bottom tier fast food chicken. I haven't had KFC in 10 years.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had it.
I think they got rid of the potato wedge. Is that right?
Couldn't tell you. Same for me. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, Popeye's is by my house. So,
Junkie says Frenchie's. I don't consider Frenchie's like mainstream fast food.
It has a drive-through.
They are it's drive-through, but I'm talking about like mainstream, like national brand.
Oh no, I don't think it's national. Local. Yeah, it's regional, local. Yeah,
Frenchie's is better than any of those places. Better than KFC, better than Popeyes, all that stuff. But I don't know if I would put it in that category. Hart's chicken and the okra is very good. Wonder bread. Bolillo's a white bread roll. There you go. Thank you. Sourdough is healthy. Yeast rolls, it hurts. Bojangles is task.
What's that mean? Trash.
Oh, okay. If you're ever in Lafayette, go about 15 minutes north to another town called Opelousas. This might be a segment where we just read Louisiana towns. Opelousas, and eat at Mama's Fried Chicken. It'll change your life.
All right. Good enough.
Mama's Fried Chicken in Lafayette. You know what I might do this
in
summer?
In Opelousas.
I wonder if you have to catch.
What's the Jose Jorge for Cajun day? Can we get a Cajun it's Jose
just,
Jorge?
It's just Joe, but it's spelled J-E-A-U-X.
And he just reads off Cajun names.
We could do that. We could do that like the third Thursday of every month.
J-E-A-U-X.
The first Thursday is Jose Jorge. The third Thursday is Cajun Joe.
What's the lake over there? The Pontchartrain? I wonder if you have to cross the Pontchartrain.
I know there's a lake or a river right next to where we go to in Lake Charles. That's got a crazy name that I'd like to see Joe take a swing at.
I remember seeing the name.
I'm not going to try that one.
Love the segment. 80s Pac-Man sound effects. Hattie B's is very good. Hattie B's is a hot chicken, if memory serves.
I've never had that one.
Yeah, it's hot chicken, which, again, is not my favorite chicken.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be in my elite category, but it is very good. 713-780-ESPN, Urban Bird hot chicken. I've had it. Don't love hot chickens. Max's Wine Dive, definitely the best chicken at a restaurant. It is very good. Not over Gus's, though. Gus is awesome. Timmy Chan's. It's nostalgic. Nostalgic. You ever get the wings and the fried rice? A bunch of people are saying Timmy Chan's. Chicken Oil Company in College Station is the best. Is the Chicken Oil Company just the chicken? I know of the chicken. I've been to the chicken.
I don't know.
It's in a bunch of Texas country songs. It's huge in College Station.
Oh, what used to be called Dixie Chicken?
Yeah, they call it the chicken for short. Is the Chicken Oil Company the same as the Dixie Chicken?
I don't know.
I doubt it. Right? Chicken Express for fast food. Raising Cane's is great. Cajun Joe's every Mardi Gras. Josh from Seabrook. That's what we got to do at every Mardi Gras. Opelousas is pronounced Opelousas. Opelousas. Did I say it right, Junkie? Opelousas?
Opelousas.
Opelousas? Did I say it right? Three piece and rice. Miko's chicken. Calcasieu. Dixie Chicken is the bar on Northgate. They have food there, though, don't they? I think they have food there. I can't remember. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Why doesn't Cam Smith have a new contract yet? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.9 HD2. Why don't you have a new truck yet? You're all worried about somebody else's money and wallet. You should be getting yourself in a new truck, a 2026 Silverado 1500 truck in any color, in any trim. And you should get it right now during Truck Month, which has been extended by Monument Chevrolet, because you can get the big discount reserved for top Chevy sellers with the supplier discount. You get their price this month. It's the biggest discount they've ever offered to the public, the bulk discount that only the big buyers normally receive. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 5 decades with their family feel because they're still family-owned. Friendly atmosphere. They hire great people, which leads to a fantastic culture. Get over there, 225 and Beltway 8. Stop by for Truck Month, Extended Truck Month, and get the best deal you're ever going to get. Make sure you say hello to GM Jeff while you're there. He's going to hook you up. He's going to take care of you. He's going to get you in the truck that you want with a fair deal, a transparent deal, a no-hassle deal, without wasting your precious time and aggravating stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it, especially a new 2026 Silverado 1500. Visit them online, monumentchevrolet.com. Check out their full inventory at monumentchevrolet.com. Or better yet, visit them in person at 225 and Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You know who emailed me today? Ownwell emailed me today. You know what Ownwell told me? They said, we're working on your property taxes. We're working on a bunch of savings. They saved me a bunch of money last year. I'm excited to see how much money they saved me this year. You know what I'm going to do with those savings? I'm going to head down to Louisiana, cross the Polk train, and get me some gumbo. That's what I'm going to do. I love getting me some gumbo. I'm going to have extra money in my pocket to do so, too. Thanks to Ownwell. Ownwell wants to fight for your property taxes so you don't have to do it. It's annoying. You might have to hire expensive lawyers. Long waits, confusing rules, inconsistent appraisers. Don't do any of that. It's annoying. It's not worth the hassle. You need Ownwell. Head to Ownwell.com, sign up in 3 minutes, and that's how quickly they're going to be fighting for your rights to party. And you're going to be able to party because you're going to have extra money in your pocket. Just because your tax bill stayed the same, by the way, doesn't mean it's right. The market has shifted. There's still a good chance you're paying more than you should. Property tax assessment season is here. You're starting to get the letters. You're starting to get all that junk. Put Ownwell to work for you. Well, how much am I going to have to pay them to put them to work for me? Nothing. Nothing. You don't owe them anything until you save. You owe nothing up front, risk-free, only pay if you save. Love that about them. Do you live in Brazoria County? Well, if you do, they got you. Ownwell has saved more than 2 times than what the other firms have saved on homes in the 500 to 750K range in Brazoria County. How about Harris County, where Ownwell's delivered an average net savings 21 to 51% higher than competitors? Montgomery County, homes in the 200 to 50K range, Ownwell achieved a 94% success rate. The competitors, 81%. Ownwell is superior. Head to Ownwell.com. Sign up in 3 minutes right now. Don't wait. Deadline's less than a month away. May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at Ownwell.com. Ownwell.com. Let them know Branham sent you when you complete your sign up at Ownwell.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. I'm just seeing this ESPN 97.5 tweet. Did you tweet this before the start of the segment? Who said it? So
like,
Joe,
literally 5 seconds before, yeah.
Oh, okay. Brian sent out a tweet earlier. Can I tell you a secret? Something is back. Tune in now. Jeremy and Joe don't know. He didn't tag us either, Bushley. And then who said it for the bar rescue guy? How often do you watch this bar rescue guy?
Oh, John Taffer. I haven't watched the show in a few years. I used to watch almost all of them, though.
Yeah, I don't. Used to be a lot. Big time. Go out on a Friday night. Lay on my bed all day Saturday, just watch.
Because they would run marathons on.
Yeah. It was a great hangover.
Used to watch a lot. It was a great hotel show.
Yeah.
It is a great hotel show. That's where I like to watch.
Probably the last time was like, I think we got the power got knocked off or something. Like the station was off the air. And like me, Sean, and Paul just sat in the lobby, like watching Bar Rescue until we could get the station turned back on.
I remember that.
Yeah, people are sending us towns in Louisiana now.
For Cajun Joe.
Cajun Joe. What day is Cajun Joe going to be? I love Cajun music, too.
Zydeco?
Some Zydeco?
Yeah, Zydeco's good.
Yeah, Zydeco is good.
We could do the third Thursday.
Spread it out a little bit?
It's like every 2 weeks.
So the first Thursday of every month is going to be...
Jose Jorge.
And then the third Thursday of every month...
Yeah. Cajun Joe.
It's going to be Cajun Joe.
So come on out to Nick's place next week. We'll be hanging out before the draft.
Today's the third Thursday.
Oh, is it?
which kind of actually fits. Because today Cajun Joe was born.
Yeah.
Straight out of the Zydeco. Joe from the Zydeco, from the Pontchartrain. Where did Cajun Joe come from? It came from the swamps.
Clutching crawfish and crawdads in both hands.
At crawfish pie, jambalaya. He had it all.
Boudin.
He was skipping on the streets of Canal.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. That's my favorite thing about Ed O getting the LSU job. Wasn't the national championship he won. I don't really like LSU football. I don't have anything against LSU football. It's just not my rooting interest.
Yeah.
But whenever he took over the job, and he's got his accent, right?
It was great.
In the coach's show, the first guy that gets a question, go like, Coach O, it's great to have somebody without an accent for a change or something like that. I can't do a good Cajun, but it's so good. That's my favorite part of the Ed O tenure at LSU. Not Joe Burrow,
yeah.
Not Jamar Chase, not Justin Jefferson.
Not Derek Stingley.
Not Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. It's that. First coach's show moment. So Kevin McGonigal.
Yeah.
Signed an extension with the Tigers the other day. And then you get the obligatory time to expend, insert Astro. Hunter Brown comes up. Jeremy Pena comes up. And then people kind of realize, it's probably not going to happen. They're pretty close to free agency. They're already getting real money with arbitration money. Cam Smith. A lot of people say that. So where are you at with this?
I don't get why it hasn't been done yet. They should have been done, I think, last year. Like what you're seeing the Tigers do now. Like you're skipping, you're not using the arbitration rules that you have to your advantage by bringing him up right away. Why not just pay him right away? You clearly believe in him. Like the Tigers did this. The Pirates have done this year. A bunch of teams. Feels like more this year than most. So I don't get why the Astros have not come to terms yet with Cam Smith. Because he's on you could have kept him in the minors if you're worried about long term.
Yeah. I wonder about Dana's prowess as a general manager.
Like the ability to negotiate it even?
To get deals done. Like you got one deal with Javier. Javier seemed like an easy one to do, though. You know, wanted some money, wanted some riches, wanted to get that early. Now, Cam would have been the perfect guy to call up before he played. He played in the bigs. I remember when we were doing the original Inside the Icebox, that was my big thing. Like, I believe in the team more than the player, right? Like, what is your job as a general manager? Your job as a general manager is to maximize for the team. Win games, accolades, whatever's in the best interest of the team. And a lot of times what is in the best interest of the team isn't always what's in the best interest of the player.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be ruthless at times. Like, do you think Jeff Luhnow took advantage of Jose Altuve on a contract or two? Yeah.
He handled George Springer.
Yeah, he was – people, you know, George Springer didn't love the way they handled George Springer, although I'm happy the way they handled George Springer. They got an extra year out of George Springer and a year they went to the ALCS instead of George Springer being on a near 100-loss team. Which would you rather have? Would you rather have George Springer on a team that went to the ALCS, or would you rather have George Springer on a team that's lousy and terrible?
ALCS.
Yeah, so Jeff Luhnow played that one right. Well, it cost him a contract extension. Okay, I'm not sure. One, I'm not sure that it did. Two, do you want to be the team that plays George Springer, pays George Springer, you know, $25 million a year when he's going to be in his 30s and is often injured? Some might not. Anyways, off the tangent there. I would have held Cam Smith's arrival to the major league team hostage.
Yeah.
With a contract.
Absolutely.
I would have been like, here's the market. We really love you. And here's something else that maybe Dana's not confident in, is trusting his scout. Like we were talking earlier with Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio locks up his guys early because he's confident in his scout. He's confident in Nico, confident in Jalen Petrie. Signs those guys to higher money than maybe many people thought they would get, and hit on both of them. How confident is Dana Brown in his scout? How confident is Dana Brown to commit a lot of money to a player who hasn't played in the bigs or has been 1 year in the bigs and he's not 100% sure? So maybe there's a little bit of that. Look, maybe there's a little bit of Jim Crane here. We don't know. Like, Jim Crane hasn't been one to commit to massive long-term contracts very often. He gave Yordan six, you know, and that was an extremely team-friendly deal, but he was already Yordan. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of things at play. Also, like, if you're Cam, like, you're off to a hot start. Like, you open to it?
Well, McGonagall got 8 years and buys out just 2 years of arbitration.
Well, no. Eight years buys out 3 years of arbitration, years. 2 years of free agency.
Yeah, sorry, 2 years of free agency. So I think for Cam, it's the 8 years, no. Like, you wouldn't do that now. You'd just say, we want to buy out 2 years of free agency from this point.
Seven years.
Yeah, so just however long it takes, I think that's what the goal is. And the longer you wait, the harder that's going to become.
Yeah.
Like, the moment's now. And there are comparable contracts. Like, whether it's this one, it's 8 years, 150, so it's $18.75 million dollars a year. The PCA, 6 years, 115.
Yeah, I think I disagree with you, though. I think the time was last year.
Well, I think you can still do it now.
I think it's more expensive. How could it not be?
No, you're right. Well,
how could it not be more expensive? He's off to a hot start.
Well, the time would have been in the offseason to do it. That's where you would have been a scout.
Yeah, it would have been a better time.
Do you trust your scout? Like you said,
it's also a tough thing to sell to the fans.
It is, just like the time for Hunter Brown was when he was struggling.
Yep.
And in the end, it would have been the right move, but you have to trust your scout.
Or Jeremy Pena, whenever before he took off last year, like they talked to him, but they couldn't get it done. In the offseason, before he gets off to a hot start, you do it.
And with Pena, they try, and that's why I feel like they must.
Well, when did they try? When did they open the conversation with him? Did they open the conversation with him this time last year after he's off to a hot start?
Because when did he fire Boris? Or when did he hire Boris? He fired his agent and hired Boris. I can't remember if that was during the season or during the offseason.
No, it was during the season.
It was during the season?
Yeah, because it was like, oh, Astros are talking. Like, I think the news was Astros were negotiating with Pena. He hires Scott Boris.
So that was, I mean, he probably got off to a hot start of why would
it
you
was
do
June
that?
23rd.
Yeah. So like, this is probably the wrong time to do it with Cam then, because he's playing really well at the moment.
You have to have the gusto to do it when a player is struggling. And the fan base is not going to be pleased. Like, how could you commit that much money to Hunter Brown with a 6.5 ERA? How can you commit that much money? Remember when people were calling Jeremy Pena Tim Bogar?
Mm-hmm.
How can you commit that much money to a Latino muscular Tim Bogar? How can you commit that much money to a Cam Smith after he finished the season the way that he did? You have to trust your scout. Because if you don't trust your scout and you wait for them to prove more, well, now the price of poker has gone astronomically, sorry for the pun, up. They're not going to get an extension done with Hunter Brown.
No.
They're not going to get an extension done with Jeremy Pena. There's still time on Cam Smith, but the price has already went up, even though it's such a small sample, because you're starting to see again. And look, he showed this last year, too. Like, this isn't foreign. Like, this isn't like something we've never seen from Cam Smith. We saw this last year. Cam Smith was lifting the team on his back in the early months of the early summer months, late May, early June, maybe even into July a little bit.
Yeah.
He had a 2-month stretch where it's like, oh, man.
It was a home run trade. Wasn't even a question.
And then he hit the rookie wall and fell off the plateau straight into the mountains below.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be the right way to say that. Usually you don't say mountains below.
The ground
the
below.
Valley. We'll go valley. Let's go valley below.
Okay. Yeah, the right time would have been before he ever got to the bigs or after he was struggling.
Yeah.
But there's still time to do it now, and I think it's a must. Now, maybe it's more complicated because Dana Brown's not going to be here next year. But if the new GM, that would be my number one priority, is trying to find a deal with Cam Smith to buy out some years of free agency.
Yeah. Junkie says y'all hated Cam last year. I loved Cam. I'm a
dead bum.
I was. Why do you think I hate Cam? Now he struggled at the end of last season mightily.
Well, Jeremy Branham says so. I guess Cam Smith is ass. So
yeah, I don't know why y'all think I hated Cam. I mean that sincerely. Like people, I think taking me out of context with Cam Smith. Like, oh, you wanted him in the minors. You're darn right I wanted him in the minors. You know why? Because I'm greedy and want an extra year of Cam.
He also was playing terribly and then wasn't playing every day.
Well, I also didn't want him on the opening day roster.
No, you didn't.
Please ban me from the show today so my wife can hear that song. No, that's not how this works. Can Jose Jorge be pushed to Cinco de Mayo in May? It's a Tuesday, not a Thursday. Yeah, we can make that work.
Toto mi Tatora?
Dana is out. No, he's just in a lame duck year.
Calling my shot.
He's in a lame dog. Somebody posted a stat head. How do you do this stat head, by the way? I was trying to do this the other day, and I couldn't figure it out. They posted a stat head, Cam Smith, Kyle Tucker, side by side, and Cam Smith beats him in every category. You could have done this last year, too, though, like in early June or whatever. How do you do the stat head side by side? I couldn't figure it out. I tried to figure it out. I couldn't do it. I was trying to do it the other day with Dubon and Nick Allen. I couldn't do it.
Did you have to pay for it?
I don't know. I couldn't even find how to do it. If you know how to do it, please tell me.
It says you have to sign up to get access to the website.
I'm not doing that. Junkie, it is Op-a-lusis. No, you still don't have it right, but it's okay. It's pronounced Op-a-lusis.
We're getting so many different versions. I don't think anyone knows how to
no
say
one's
it
spelling
right.
The pronunciation the same. They're all spelling it differently. We have like a dozen different pronunciations of Op-a-lusis. How do you spell it again?
I don't know. I don't know.
Op-a-lusis. Yeah, there's 100 different spellings of opalosis right now. Let's see how Google says it.
Opalosis.
Can you hear that?
Opalosis.
Opalosis.
Yeah. Opalosis.
Opalosis.
No one spelled it right.
No.
Every person that spelled it phonetically did us dirty.
That's 3358. Got it right.
What's that?
3358.
How do you say it?
Opalosis.
What were you saying, Joe?
Opalosis.
Opalosis.
You already broke the mic once today.
I did.
Now, what was that country that we bet on in soccer a few weeks ago?
Ivory Coast?
I think it's Chesna Herzegovina.
Bezdanonia? They're not coming to America, Joe, either. You said that wrong. You told me that they were like coming to Houston, and it wasn't them. It was Congo or whatever.
Are you sure?
Curacao's coming here.
I think I said Congo was coming.
No, you said the weird name one. Uh-oh. I remembered it like... I remember things. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Junkie of the day. What's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 97.9 HD2.
1976, D&M Leasing opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. 50 years later, that mission has not changed, but the reason that people come to D&M has only grown. They're tired of negative equity, tired of wasting weekends at dealerships, and tired of paying too much for too little. What are you waiting for? It's really simple. All you have to do is call 713-290-1000 or visit dmautoleasing.com today. You can see all the new vehicles that they have ready for you, used as well, that you can lease right now. When it comes time, they'll get you that car within 24 to 72 hours as soon as all the paperwork is signed, which you can do right from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go to the dealership anymore. Call them right now, 713-290-1000 or visit dmautoleasing.com.
ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't need nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Golf tournament coming up. ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational, April 29th at Sterling Country Club. Register on our website, ESPN975.com right now.
Let's do it, okay.
Put your four-person team together. Get ready for a great day of golf. Lunch, Brown Bag Deli. Dinner, Valencia's. And, of course, the beer will be Coors Light. Sign up now for the ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational. 713-780-ESPN, Junkies of the Day. You're the man. 8982. Thank you. I owe you a cold one. Junkie says stole the stat head from Schwab. Some of us aren't blocked. I'm not blocked by
Junkie.
Schwab. I'm blocked by Chandler Rome.
Man, they did something yesterday.
And the little wacky that was partnered with Schwabby. The 19-year-old, didn't he
block
you? Oh,
the baseball guys?
Yeah. I thought he blocked you.
I think he might have unblocked me.
Oh, okay. I thought he was.
But he did.
You.
No, he did. I think I might be unblocked now, though.
They got me feeling kind of way.
Who?
The Icebox Insiders.
What'd they do?
They tweeted out Spencer Arrighetti is nasty today after his first strikeout. And I, like, in my mind, I was like, I kind of hope he blows up now so I can put him on Magic Boulevard.
You can't do that.
I know.
You're the type of fan Jeremy hates.
Yeah, you are. You being that
just,
guy.
I just don't like that.
I don't mind him.
I like Schwab.
I mean, it watered under the bridge for me. It happened. It happened. We're over it. I've never... should be the end of it. Junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. What is your junkie of the day, Jim?
Speaking of water, the Titanic exhibit, it flooded on the anniversary of going down.
Ironic.
Yeah, the exhibit hit an iceberg? Yeah.
Nope, just flooded.
Hmm. Well, what does this mean?
I'm just junkie of the day.
Well, what?
They flooded.
Do we know why?
Did they intentionally do it?
See, that's what I'm wondering.
Was it a work?
Because it's great marketing.
Is it a work or is it a shoot?
Because if it's intentional, it's junkie of the day for being a great idea. If it's not intentional.
Actually, if it's intentional, I would give it a tip of the cap.
Jay Uso fought a podcaster today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did he? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
It's a work.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't, never heard of
him.
It's not something you would listen to.
It's okay. Also, I just can't believe that people still believe that stuff.
Yeah. I think that one of the hosts like came back like 2 minutes later with like a bandage over his eye.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like, it's like Uso's punch was like that.
Yeah, it's so obvious. Like, how did you fall for this?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't get it. My first junkie, former Alabama player. It doesn't say the player. But a former Alabama player is accused of using wigs and fake IDs to impersonate NFL players to secure nearly $20 million in fraudulent loans with a report identifying Michael Penix Jr., David Njoku, and Xavier McKinney as the targeted players.
It was Luther Davis was his name?
Oh.
Yeah.
He was using wigs and fake IDs to fake stuff. And then Carlos Ulberg, who's the new UFC light heavyweight champion, he said in a night of shenanigans and partying, he has lost the title belt.
Oh.
But says he's not worried about it. It's probably in the hotel somewhere.
That's good to know.
Or the apartment somewhere. Yeah. Brian, what you got?
I'll nominate the people trying to dunk on. You guys probably saw that Mariners reporter who got caught using the Google AI to come up with a question. The one that tipped me was like literally a Twitter journalist, so to speak, trying to dunk on her and say, not a good week for women in sports media. As if men in sports have been just perfectly fine and never having any of the issues. Like, come on, bro. She used AI on a question. Settle down.
And she probably already
Big
had
J,
questions.
Journalist Hardo.
She's just like, let me get some.
She's also apparently, according to people in Seattle, like getting over a stroke that happened 2 weeks ago. So maybe lighten up.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, that's not good. Josh from Seabrook, early junkie of the day nomination. B-Mac, specifically a wrestling junkie. Because you were specifically being a junkie. Not that it's a shot at you, just being a junkie. Another junkie says junkie has to be the NBA and their joke of a rule around minimum games play. That's true.
They fixed it.
It's a good call.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a fix. I think it's like, oh, you're good.
It's kind of like the salary cap. Well, we have a cap, but if you don't want to.
I don't think they fixed it.
Well, yeah.
I think it's more of a mockery, actually. All right, what's winning?
I think the UFC fighter.
You said 30 twice.
I thought I said a minute before that.
Brian talks in our ears like, hey, you got 30 seconds to get out of the show. He just told me 30 twice.
I think Jeremy's right.
Yeah, he told me 30 twice, 15 seconds apart. Yeah. What is it?
It's also,
do I have to get out now or do I have 15 seconds?
2 minutes over. It's the UFC fighter.
Well, we're going to national. I don't really care about
30 seconds.
Time.
30 seconds later. 30 seconds.
Guess what? We're over the 30. Get the break.
That does it for us.
See you later.
We don't know what one. We're out of time. Thanks to the great Khalid for doing all his hard work. He's Brian. No thanks to him. He caught us off guard today. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Good night.
H-Town. ESPN 97.5.